Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
This is Sister Cherie. This show is being broadcast by Kingdom Builders Development Institute. I would like to start off this show with just a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give honor to you and we thank you for creating us to do what it is that you have designed us to do. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the ear to hear. When it's time to do what you have called us to do, I am a willing vessel. And I thank you, Lord, for your guidance. I thank you, Lord, for your direction. I thank you, Lord, for your leadership. And we appreciate you, Father, for granting us this opportunity to be in the land of the living so that we can glorify you in this land that you've created for us to dwell in. We honor you, Lord, and we give the most holy praise to you, and we thank you. Yes, 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 thank you so much for tuning in. I am so grateful to be speaking with you for this moment in time. The title of this broadcast is Faith-Filled Fridays, and I'm coming to you on the fourth week of the month at 4 o'clock, so that would be kind of easy to remember. Okay, don't have but 30 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the topic for this afternoon. This afternoon we'll be discussing the issue of compassion. Now, I did go and look into the definition of compassion. Compassion defined as sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Sometimes I like to break down each word here. I'm going to break down the word of pity. Pity is the feeling of sorrow. The word concern is anxiety or worry. Suffering is the state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardships. And misfortunes is adversity, bad luck, which is in turn lack of sympathy. Now, compassion is the feeling that supersedes that. It's when you are sympathetic to these people or others, or in fact yourself, when you're going through certain issues and problems, you must have a level of concern, empathy. You have to start to develop this. This is a character inside of yourself. And a lot of people have the, they don't even say thank you, or they don't even have any type of mannerisms these days. And people just take for granted just the nature of being human. They just walk around aimlessly as if they have no concern in the world. And this is not the way that we are to be as examples of Christ. We have to start to develop compassion. And to break down compassion, I found a little a lady that wrote for Montessori Rocks, which was on the website. Her name is Katie Krosvick, and she's from Southgate, Michigan. Go Michiganders. She was at Madonna University in 2015 when she wrote this. And I want to share this with you because it was really encouraging to me. Now, she broke down the word compassion, and she used the first letter of each thing that she described. And the first one is for the letter C, compassion. The letter C, challenge yourself to smile more. Now, these are ways to develop your compassion for others. It seems as though if you find yourself in a position of just smiling, you could uplift your countenance, and people will see that. And, you know, they say that yawns are contagious. So are smiles. Smiles are also contagious. The O is open the door for someone. Open the door for someone. A lot of times we take it for granted. I've ran into the gas station several times and the door's just shut right in front of me. Sometimes I'll be with a friend and they'll just forget that I was even there. It doesn't feel too good to have the door closed in your face. So if you know how that feels, maybe in turn, if you open the door for someone else, someone might just open the door for you. Something to think about. The letter M is for motivate others. That's a good one. It's kind of hard to motivate others if you're not motivated yourself. So that one's another self-reflect. Because in order to give compassion, it has to be internal. You have to be able to have it inside of you. And when you're in that, when you're motivating others, in fact, you are motivating yourself because we all are one. The letter P is for practice acts of kindness. Practice acts of kindness. Whatever that may be to you, everything is on an individual basis. Some people might think an act of kindness is to help someone carry their groceries to the car. An act of kindness may be to bake cookies for a neighbor that just moved in the neighborhood. It varies. But an act of kindness, I mean, sometimes an act of kindness could just be kissing your mom or just shaking a stranger's hand and telling them it's going to be okay. So there's different ways to be kind to people. Sometimes just saying hello in when you walk into a room, that's kindness. The letter A is for allocate time to bond with friends and family. Allocate time to bond with friends and family. That's a really good one because in the technological state that we're in right now, we do not have time for anything. So we need to start making time available for our friends and our family, whether it's just whether it's your immediate family, your church family, your human family. Make time for someone else. Slow down the rat race, slow down, and just take some time to be there for someone. That's a real good one. The letter S is say encouraging words. Now, that's good. How often would you like to hear someone say, oh, wow, job well done. You did a really nice job. I'm proud of you. Wow, you really helped that person. Those are encouraging words. It's not hard to say. It's not hard at all. As soon as you can say, oh, look at her shoes or look at what she got on, why don't you say to her, you know, those shoes are interesting. Oh, that's really nice. Encourage them. That's a good one. the letter S again, share a hug or handshake. I understand, people, with the weather being the way it is, you don't want to be hugging nobody. You don't want to be shaking nobody's hand because of the germs. I'm aware of that. We're all aware of that. But still, we're not going to die from hugging someone. We're not going to just fall on the floor from shaking someone's hand. You know, you can high-five them if you don't want to have too much contact. I understand, you know. But it does feel nice for someone to give you a hug. And it does feel nice to have another person shake your hand. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you have to be careful, you know, because sometimes people might hug a little too long. So, you know, you back up off of that, you know, too long hugs. But if just general, hey, nice, you know, keep it moving. I'm talking about the females, y'all. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, the other one is I. Incorporate the phrase thank you into your daily routine. That is what we were talking about a little bit earlier when we were saying people don't even say thank you. They just, I mean, they don't even say excuse me for that matter. If someone was to brush up against you, excuse me, they don't even understand. I mean, I can't really go into detail about that because that is a learned behavior. You know, parents should have been teaching their children manners because that's taught at home. And, you know, being an older person, I would, if I saw a child that bumped into me, I would say, hey, say excuse me, you know, not to, you know, because that's a learned behavior. Manners, mannerisms, those things are to be taught. So please, you know, if you're a parent and you're listening in, make sure you train your child in the way that it should go so it won't depart from it. That's in the scriptures. I didn't quote the quote it verbatim, but if you read your Bible, start studying your Bible, go in there and find it because it's in there. You know, it says study to show yourself approved, not me. You study. And the O is offer to help someone. Now, what they offered, what she said was help someone with their to-do list. Now, everyone doesn't have a to-do list. So I just say offer to help someone. But if you do know someone that has a to-do list, she was referencing it as take some of their, well, what a to-do list is you write down everything for the day that you need to get done, which is good. A lot of people in business, they do this. You write down the things that you need to get done for that particular day. Some people have a calendar for the week and the month or things like that. So when you put your stuff down on the list, you go through it and you say, okay, at 8 a.m., eat breakfast, I did that. 8:45, you know, do this. Mostly everybody should pray automatically when they get up in the morning. I just start doing that myself, but it's a good habit to have. But on your to-do list, you write down the things that you need to do, call so-and-so and this and that. But her thing was if you have someone that is their to-do list is to go grocery shopping or, you know, something that you can do, she was suggesting that you take that off of their list and you do it yourself. Say, for instance, your mom's got a to-do list or your cousin or auntie or whoever, they got a to-do list. You take whatever it is that you can do off of their list, and that would be a lesson in compassion. That's all it is. But even if you just help someone rake their leaves, or, you know, if you're a guy, help someone rake their leaves, help someone, you know, do something around the house, paint or whatever, you know, a neighbor. Just offer to help someone. And the last one is N, and that is nurture relationships by taking time to listen to others. That's a real good one because when you're in relationships, it's so easy to talk. It's so easy to just you know, ramble. But it's not as easy to listen. That is a key that we all must learn how to do. You know, when you're listening to someone, you are in turn giving that person value. Because when you're listening to someone, now what they're saying is worth something because you're taking the time to listen. When you listen, you actually hear things that you wouldn't necessarily hear if you were talking. See, I'm a talker, so I know what I'm talking about. So now, in order for me to show compassion toward others, I need to begin to practice my listening skills. Because when you start to listen to others, that's how you nurture relationships and develop relationships. And so now, back again, if you wanted to reference this for yourself, it's Montessori Rocks, and that's by Katie Krautsitz. And that's one thing that she had wrote about in reference to compassion. Now, I thank you all for listening. I do wish to let you know more about what's coming up in the future. The next episode will be going over empathy. And also, if you would like to go online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Now, I'm going to go ahead and spell that out. We've got blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And Faith-Filled Fridays will be coming on once a month at the fourth week of the month on Friday at 4 o'clock. That way you can set your to-do list and chime in. Also, you can go on the internet and hear it after the show. This is Sister Cherie signing off. But before I go, I would also like to share the sinner's prayer, because some of you that are listening may not know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. He is our Savior. He is our deliverer, and He is our provider. And I wanted to share with you the sinner's prayer. So I want to pull that up so that I can share that with you.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and live. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. That is the prayer of salvation. And if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and rose again, you go to you a Bible-believing church, and you get involved, and you fellowship, because iron sharpens iron. And I thank everyone for tuning in this wonderful afternoon, and God be with us all. I would like to close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to share and to develop this union in this community for you, Lord, because society is trying to just block you out. They're trying to remove your existence from us. Heavenly Father, we are here and we acknowledge you and we will not deny you, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for your blood that shed on the cross for our sins. And, Lord, we do ask for you to continue to lead us in holiness and keep us covered, Heavenly Father. And we just give all honor and praises to you in your Son Jesus Christ's name. And we thank you for our Holy Spirit that comfort us. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you all again. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Lord, who was on my side? I don't know where I would be. Fellowship. Let's go.
It's real.